This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Janitors, groundskeepers, and school office workers circled the state capitol in school buses this morning to protest proposed budget cuts. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Teachers' aides say if they're cut, students will lose out on small group instruction and emotional support. Lisa Archuleta, an elementary school facilities manager, says schools have been understaffed for more than a decade.
Our responsibilities have doubled. We don't have the staff to keep up the most basic daily tasks. We cannot take another cut.
Lawmakers will debate a 14% cut to Colorado's public schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The coming fall semester will look different for University of Colorado Boulder students. Campus leaders say students will begin their classes in person this August, but those classes will move online after Thanksgiving. Russ Moore is a provost at CU Boulder.
We think the strategy that we put in place is pretty amenable to the generally good weather we have here in the fall, and then allowing folks to go home. The key is not to have folks travel home and travel back.
CU officials worry all the travel could cause a spike in coronavirus cases late in the semester. The fall 2020 plan will have a campus-based rapid response team to test, monitor, and isolate students who have tested positive for COVID-19. Classes will likely spread out on campus between the hours of 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. to prevent too many people from being on campus at any time. It is 75 and fair in Boulder. Tomorrow we'll see a high of 81 and some possible rain starting in the late afternoon. You're listening to CPR News.